Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day is the president signing the bill to release the Epstein files. Many people asking what happens next. Legalese. I'm sure many people involved in the legal system are taking a look at this particular situation and trying to figure out what's next. So we've invited Jesse Allen from the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. Professor, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sure this has been much discussed in your circles. So what do you anticipate from a legal standpoint may happen next?
Well, I'm looking at the bill and it says that in the next 30 days, the Attorney General's got to release a whole bunch of information. You know, the files themselves could be all kinds of things. The FBI files, apparently, I mean, one thing that occurred to me is that people have claimed that they called the FBI and got no response. Maybe some of that information will come out. But everything that the DOJ has or the FBI or the various U.S. attorneys' offices would be included in this. I mean, you've probably seen there are some exceptions. So in terms of legal activity, I imagine that one thing might happen is that there may be issues raised about things that are left out because the bill does allow for certain things not to come out still.
Jesse, I'm curious to get your reaction to we recently interviewed an attorney here in Pittsburgh who said that if people are expecting more charges to come out of this, they're probably going to be disappointed because DOJ has investigated this under two different administrations. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, in fact, you know, the DOJ has basically declared that they finished those investigations and came up with no reason to prosecute anyone based on all this material that they have. In fact, what's curious is that now they've, you know, at the president's order, instituted apparently some new investigations. And the AG was asked about this yesterday and kind of didn't really offer any reason. Like, well, if you said before there's no reason to investigate anybody, how come now you're investigating people again? And there was no, to me, clear response of, oh, well, we found this new thing here or there, right? It's the same although I think she did refer to new information, so I don't know what that is.
We're with law professor Jesse Allen. I'm thinking, obviously, and you've heard this many times, and it's true to a certain degree with a lot of what goes on in our legal system now, that it's been weaponized for political purposes by both parties. So it seems like somebody's trying to figure out how to use something that will come out of the release of these files to their political gain.
Well, that's a possibility, of course. You know, I mean, I don't know what the motivation is, but for one thing, political gain or potentially to continue to withhold, because you see, one of the exceptions in this bill that orders the release, one of the exceptions for things that can be still withheld is, let me find the exact words, documents that would, here I'm quoting, jeopardize an active federal investigation or ongoing prosecution. So, in other words, there are these new investigations going on. Now that provides a basis for the AG to say, well, I can't release XYZ because it would be prejudicial to this new investigation that we've got. So that's another possible result of these new investigations.
I'm curious to know if you have any idea how these materials will be made public. Will there be some way that people who are interested in the case and want to know more be able to access them through some kind of a database, maybe?
So. I mean, yeah, I imagine so, because first of all, the bill requires that they be produced in, I think it's a searchable form. And there have been previous releases. You know, DOJ did release a limited amount of material, and it's easy to find online. I mean, I think I Googled Bondi Epstein release, and then you get a page with links to various documents that you can just click on and see. Again, a lot of those documents have got names and information blacked out of them. Some of what's blacked out maybe now has to be made public, but, you know, the bill still says anything that depicts child sexual abuse, no, anything that reveals victim identity or personal material, no. Anything classified? No. So, I mean, the specific, like, new thing that it says is you can't withhold documents on the basis of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity. And arguably, like, the reputational harm in the past would be a good reason to withhold documents, right? I mean, generally speaking, you don't want the government, because they've investigated something, just throwing into the public, oh, hey, you know, we called up Joe Schmo and we talked to him and, you know, he told us all kinds of things about his mother-in-law, but it didn't have anything to do with our investigation. But now we're just going to give you all that information.
Oh, I
right?
see. Yeah.
Like, that's a good reason why we don't want the government making public all of the material that they, you know, interviews with witnesses, various third parties who, you know, might have had information or not, but you've got all this stuff. Like, you don't want your government just going, throwing all that up on the internet for people to look at, right?
Can you think, Professor, of a situation that is even close to this in the past?
I don't know. No, I mean, that not offhand, which doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Well, we appreciate your time. I'm sure it's the talk of the department, at least at times. And thank you for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Jesse Allen, who is an experienced law professor at the University of Pittsburgh, teaches legal ethics.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.